Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. We have Jay Caulfield on the line for the entire 12 o'clock hour. And Jay, the trade deadline's coming up Monday at 3 o'clock, and a lot of people feel like there may not be much action heading into it. Maybe not even early that day, but there will be a massive flurry in the last couple of hours. I'm curious, from a player's perspective, what is it like in the days leading up to the deadline, and particularly on deadline day? What's it like just to be around the room? I imagine there's a lot of tension because, you know, somebody could have to pick up and move away from their family. They could move away from a bunch of guys they've been around for a long time. What's it like?
Yeah, it's it's a difficult time. I think this year it's even crazier for the players because of what you just mentioned, Joe. But this COVID situation and how different that is for all the players and what they're all going through. I think as a player, just in a regular time frame, normal conditions, when you get towards trade deadline, it is the one last thing before you know you have the run for a playoff situation. And I think it's a lot of times it's the player that you never hear a name about. You never hear him. It never comes up. All of a sudden that player is moved. And when your name's being thrown around a lot from what you hear from players, it's difficult for that player because especially when you love where you're at. I mean, everybody would want to be here in Pittsburgh because there's a chance to win. So you want that situation if you're a key player. And really, it involves everybody because you might be a throw-in, you might be this, you might be that, and all of a sudden your name and you're out the door. I was traded from New York to Minnesota in a time frame. It was multiple players. But not at the trade deadline time, as before season started. So that was a different case. But I do remember players that when you're called up, when all of a sudden your name comes up and you're out the door, it's difficult. And if you're a good friend of the player, you feel for them. There's a lot of players still, if you had an honest opinion from a lot of guys, they're just glad it's not them. You know what I mean? You're glad you're not the one moving. You also might be a player like Taylor Hall. He wants out. So he can't. He's hoping his name gets called. He's hoping he gets a phone call from a GM that says you're on your way out, because that's a bad situation for them up in Buffalo with that player. But most players, if you heard from a guy, or you're just happy you're not the one that's going out the door and somebody else coming in. That's a fact, you know. So especially if you like your situation, and as I said, most people want to be here. But it's up until trade deadline. I do remember one deal. When I was in New York, it was my first year in New York. Pierre LaRouche was there, all these guys, and there was a trade day. It got to be 3 o'clock, and if you were at 3 o'clock there, you were on the roster. So you were happy 3 o'clock cleared, and then you knew you were there in that time frame through the playoffs. But it was about 5 after 3. Everybody thought they were good, and then all of a sudden the Marcel Dion trade took place in New York, and a number of guys went west, Marcel Dion came to the Rangers, and I had an opportunity to meet and play with him there. But that happened after the 3 o'clock deadline because the deal didn't go through quite paperwork-wise. Now, with technology and the way it is today, it's different. But that was a deal where everybody thought they were safe and they were going to be in New York. And then 3:05, this deal comes through. So there's a lot of things waiting and going, and everybody's on edge a little bit. But it's an exciting time. You don't want your name to be called if you want to stay. And if you're looking a way out, you're hoping you are getting some type of call.
Jay, I think we've gone back and forth. A lot of us have. I certainly have. When the Penguins are going so great, okay, maybe they don't have to do anything. Now, after these last two games, do you think they need to make some kind of move, and do you think that there will be some kind of move?
I have said before that I felt like, hey, and it's not easy to add certain pieces. It's not easy, like, you know, like with Ron Hextall and Brian Burke, we all know they want to be tougher. They want it to be tougher, or a tougher team to play against. Everybody understands that. Is it going to happen inside this year? I don't know. But over the off season, you can expect changes to be made if they don't like the way the season plays out. But if you look at what you might need, one thing that always comes up is, hey, you want scoring wingers, you want a tough defenseman, and you want a tough player that can be out there if somebody's running around. That's always on the wish list of teams that are getting maybe we feel the Penguins at a certain time got pushed around and blah, 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 you want to add something. But when they're winning games and they were on fire through March, it's hard to say, hey, what do you want to change? What are you going to do? You know, go buy it. But I still think I would always take a guy, and guys that are in the league today, they're all able to play the game, right? So they're all playing the game. You're in the NHL, you're able to play the game. Is it to the level that what they want to see here? I don't know. Maybe not. But I still would add one piece, because you've got to figure, you still have to go through a tough Eastern Conference team, and there might be physical play that changes your dynamic and what you want. That's one thing I would always look at. I think if you could get a physical presence on the blue line, but you know where and who do you take out? Who now, Marino? We don't know the situation there, but but there's got to be a physical D out there somewhere that can play and be something. That's something I would look at, and I always think if you can add what I talked about, maybe something up front. But there's so many injuries, and the internal guys know how long these guys are going to be out. If it's deeper, then you're going to see them maybe out of forward or center. If it's not as deep, you might see it just stay status quo. So it all depends what the information they know on the inside. But I would always, if you can improve your team, and one of the ways is to do it by adding a little toughness, I would do that. If you can add toughness on the blue line, I would do that. And now the goaltending thing came in the spotlight just in two games. All of a sudden, the next number of games are extremely important before the trade deadline as far as the goaltending goes. If it settles right back down tomorrow night and they get back and they have back-to-backs and they're happy with it, guys, then don't make a move. You're going to have hiccups through a year, and it can happen to a veteran goaltender as well. But these next number of games are going to be key, because guarantee you they do not want to get stuck with what goaltending situation that they don't feel they like. I think they're going to be fine, but if they don't see that in the next number of games, watch out for something that way. It's amazing how it goes from 1 month to a week later, what everybody's going to be talking about.
All right, Jay, coming up next, I'm going to have some names for you, some forwards who could be on the block here. And if you were the Penguins, would you be interested in a couple of these guys anyway? Seem like they might be realistic. We'll do that next. You can listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Tuesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And that, of course, is Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him, and a Bill Mazeroski 1960 card is the Card of the Week this week. All right. That's coming up next with a little more trade deadline talk. I've got a couple names I'm going to present to Jay, including someone that Brian Burke is very familiar with who could be on the block here. It's Cook and Joe and Jay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.